Welcome to the History Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Thomason. The History Podcast is an educational podcast intended to engage student and lifelong learning in American history. Without further delay, let's get to it. Welcome to the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about a really difficult story. And you're going to notice that this episode actually is kind of out of the timeline that we've kind of been following since we started season three. We're going to go back to 1918. And the reason, quite frankly, that it's out of order is because I've really been struggling with whether or not to do this episode. This is one of the most difficult stories I have ever learned in American history. All lynchings are heinous. All lynchings are horrible. There's no word that adequately describes lynchings, in my opinion. I'm at a loss for words. This lynching in particular, I have really, really struggled with. And it's so graphic that that is why we gave it an explicit rating. But I feel like after a lot of prayer and a lot of thought that this is an episode we need to do. So with that in mind, I kind of want to set the stage. 1918 is where we're at. And America is at war. The great irony in all of this is that America is at war to make the world safe for democracy. Yet in our own country, in the Deep South, life is anything but safe for African Americans. The state of Georgia is where we will be today. And in Georgia, life is very violent and very dangerous for all African Americans who stand in the way of white supremacy. Hampton Smith is a young, white, 31-year-old plantation owner who was notorious for his beatings and whippings of African-American sharecroppers, often cheating them of their wages. And he also was a big supporter of using the peonage system. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with that term, you probably are familiar with what that is. But the peonage system is where plantation owners would go to local jails where African Americans typically were arrested for just ridiculous things like vagrancy. Vagrancy, for those of you that don't know what that means, is simply not having a job. So which was very common, okay, because being an African American in the South, it was very hard for you to find work where you got wages. So you would get arrested, you would get sent to jail, they would fine you some excessive fees. Sometimes it wasn't as much. But these plantation owners would come in, they would pay your fine, therefore you owe them. You owe them your services. And you owe them your services until you have paid off that fine. The only problem with that, other than the way they treated these African-American sharecroppers, was the fact that they would cheat the books. They would cook the books is kind of a popular term to use. They would also charge these African-American sharecroppers who were in debt to them the materials used to produce the harvest. And so they would take that out of their cut, making it almost impossible for them to pay off the debt that they owed. And this would allow them to keep them in a long-standing new form of slavery. This is very important to understand. We've talked about this new form of slavery in previous episodes, but this cannot be lost in the early 1900s. This plays a pivotal role in the South. They know how to use the 13th Amendment, which was intended to abolish slavery, but that one little line in the 13th Amendment, except for punishment by crime, allows the South to find a loophole and begin charging any African American they can find for ridiculous stuff, and then paying their fine, putting them into the penitentiary system. One day in May of 1918, however, Hampton Smith is going to pick on the wrong black sharecropper. That black sharecropper was a man by the name of Sidney Johnson. Now, Hampton Smith paid his $30 fine at the local jail, so Sidney was paying off that debt that he owed to Smith. One day, Smith was unhappy and beat Sidney Johnson unmercifully. I mean, this was a beating that is very difficult to describe, leaving Sidney Johnson in a state that we would probably call PTSD today. After that beating, Sidney Johnson begins plotting his response, his retaliation on Hampton Smith. A week later, Sidney Johnson will put two bullets from a shotgun into the chest of Hampton Smith, killing him instantly. The response from the white mob was quick and swift, and they not only will lynch Sidney Johnson, they will go on a what they call a lynching spree. They will not only kill Sidney Johnson, as I mentioned, but they will also lynch 11 others, 10 of whom had absolutely no connection to Sidney Johnson. One of those 11 men was a man by the name of Hayes Turner. Hayes Turner was lynched. He was drugged. They hung him from a tree, and they left his body hanging there for days so that it could rot in the sun for his family and friends to see and be terrorized by. This infuriated his wife, Mary Turner. Mary Turner is a very outspoken Southerner. And Mary Turner goes as far as to say, if she ever finds out who was responsible for lynching her husband, she would put a warrant out for their crimes. Now, that's pretty bold talk for anybody. But that is really bold language coming from a Southern black woman. But Mary Turner was incensed. Now, she sent her two children into hiding because she knew, you know, there was going to be some risk in saying what she said. The other issue is Mary Turner is 8 months pregnant. And it didn't take word long to travel to the white mob in town. And they will lynch Mary Turner. But the story is far worse than just the lynching. They will tie Mary's ankles together. They will hang her upside down. They will pour coal oil all over her body and then set it aflame. As the body began to burn, the white mob cheered and yelled and screamed and laughed. Many of these men were related to Hampton Smith. One man worked for Standard Oil. One man was a furniture store owner. And they were laughing and cheering at this 8-month pregnant woman burning to death. And then, as the body slowly became charred, they noticed that her stomach was convulsing. As the men laughed and cheered, one of them grabbed a knife and cut her belly open, causing the baby, 8 months old, to fall to the ground. Reports say that the baby gave out two cries before another man in the white mob stepped forward and crushed the skull of the baby with his boot. No arrests, no convictions, no prison sentences were ever handed out for the lynching of Mary Turner, Sidney Johnson, or the 11 murdered in response to Hampton Smith. Months after Mary Turner's lynching, more than 500 African Americans will flee the state of Georgia, heading north, risking death trying to flee. It wasn't as if they got to leave on their own accord. Stories like this are very difficult to talk about. That's why I wrestled with whether or not to do it. But it has made such an impact on me. It's a story that I cannot stop thinking about when I think about the oppression of African Americans in this country. When you think about the story of Ahmaud Arbery and his just senseless, ridiculous death at the hands of two white men in the state of Georgia a few months ago, I can't help but think about Mary Turner in Georgia in 1918. That's all we have for today. I hope that this podcast, this episode in particular, has made as much of an impact on you as it has on me. Ladies and gentlemen, it is no more true than now that if we don't know history, we are doomed to repeat it. We'll see you next time.